The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
To paraphrase the Buddha's saying, to be deluded is to assert oneself on all things. To be awake is to make room for all things. So what we do with our attention is one of the most precious resources we have. And many other things follow in the wake of attention. But sometimes we use our attention as a tool or a vehicle for what the saying applies, is asserting ourselves onto the world. So we have an agenda. We want something. We want something to go away. We want to have something. We want to prove ourselves. We want people to see us a certain way. We want something from other people. And sometimes it's clearly an operation of conceit, that we have some kind of self that we're kind of asserting and proving to other people. And we're the agent, we're in charge, we're going into the world to do something, or we don't feel like we have much agency, but to the degree that we have agency, we are pulling away from the world and hiding in ourselves or shutting down or something. And without being so conscious of it, awareness is being used in the service of that. Awareness is directed to paying attention to what we want, don't want. It's directed to what we're trying to avoid, the direction we're trying to go, forward or backwards, or whatever it is. So we're asserting ourselves. We're taking kind of this me. I'm the one who's doing it. I'm in charge. And sometimes when people do mindfulness practice, they understand the instructions, but they interpret it through the filter of themselves asserting themselves or taking charge, being in charge of everything and making something happen. And finally, I found out what I can do to be something of X, Y, or Z, how I can make myself more relaxed and calm or something. An alternative in the path of the Dharma is to see that what we're doing is that we're discovering how awareness, we can take our awareness and make room for everything. So kind of make space. That awareness is making giving breathing room, giving space to what's happening here. And it's a kind of space in which something then has a chance to breathe, something has a chance to grow, to evolve, to unfold, that is very different than if we're asserting ourselves. When some things feel claustrophobic, they're shut down, they feel manipulated, they are manipulated with, we're changing things, we're making things different, we have our agenda and idea of what's supposed to happen, and therefore we're going to make it happen. Another approach, this awakening approach, is to make room for everything so that things can evolve, things can change from a very different place where we have some trust that there's a deeper wellspring of health that wants to come through if we make room for it. So if someone comes to us and maybe they're angry with us in a way that's not appropriate, that, to assert oneself on that is to maybe be angry back, maybe, or all kinds of things. But the awakened approach is to make room for that anger. And so that, in a sense, you're helping that anger of the other person feel safe. It's okay. I've told people that in my role as a Buddhist teacher, that I try to be someone with whom it's safe to be angry. And so that's kind of like an intentional goal, is to be someone it's safe to be angry at me. And sometimes people get angry with me. And I think any time you're in a kind of central role, like a spiritual teacher or something, there's a lot of projection, a lot of needs, a lot of things that go on. So it's you know, sooner or later people will be angry. And then the one time it happened to me many years ago where someone was really angry with me, and I was responsible for something. All I did was I had a meeting with her and I forgot to meet with her during a retreat. So we had lots of other times to meet on retreat, but I've just forgotten. So we sat for an hour with her having a monologue telling me how terrible I was. And I sat there, I was sitting cross-legged like this, listening, and I was just like, wow. I wonder how long this can go on. I was just like amazed and just sitting there and letting it happen. And I didn't take it personally. I just was there, okay, making room for it. And then the end of the afternoon, the bell rang for supper. And, you know, saved by the bell is a saying they have in Buddhism. And so I said to her, there's a bell, I have to go. And so she let me go. And the next day she said, that was so helpful, Gil. Everyone else runs away from me when I'm angry. She'd never had the experience of someone who stayed present. And something shifted for her in that. It was like a gift for her. That's something she was held or accepted or allowed to be how she was so she can see herself in a different way. Conflicts between groups of people. Sometimes for not to assert ourselves in the situation, but to make room for it, stay present. This is where we use our awareness, where we're clear. Everyone sees we're paying attention. Everyone knows we're there in the middle of it. And we're not shutting down. We're stepping forward in a sense. I'm here. What's happening here? But without asserting anything, without trying to change anything or do anything, it can make a huge difference to do that. Someone is hurting in some kind of way, all kinds of ways in which people hurt. And sometimes it's a fantastic medicine for them to have someone who sits with them and allows the hurt, the sadness, whatever it is, just to be there and isn't trying to fix it or make it go away or override it in some way by telling jokes or who knows what, but just making space. Okay, I'm here with you, and you show that you're comfortable with it. So you're comfortable with the anger, you're comfortable with the sadness, you're comfortable with whatever it might be, and you're there to kind of give the space of awareness to it, and that allows other people to have space. There are people who in our society don't have a real experience with pausing, slowing down, and giving kind of a open space and time to the unfolding of things, to the revealing of things, to some other process to unfold besides the process of it's up to me to shut down, run away, attack, fix, solve, do something. And so this learning to trust this other process of making room for things. And this to learn to do this and appreciate this is both learned in meditation and it supports meditation. Because when we don't trust that there's something that can evolve and unfold and deepen and move to health, then of course it's pretty natural to want to think our way to solve our problems in our life. And so people will spend a lot of time thinking in meditation, thinking and thinking, because that's where they think the solution is going to be. But when we start trusting that there's some deeper process that's available to us that doesn't involve thinking, but involves giving room and space, then the conviction that thinking is where the solution is going to be begins to fall away. And then if we don't put all our hopes in thinking, then it's easier to put it down and make room to feel, to sense, to be present for ourselves, to allow some deeper process within ourselves to unfold and move through us, to allow things to process themselves, to allow sadness to process itself, grief to process itself, anger to process itself, joy to process itself, the whole shebang, everything. Conceit to process itself. And so all these things don't become a problem, don't become a source of shame or self-criticism, because we know there is something, they're all doorways, they're all the means. It's one more thing to open up to make space for, to allow for, so we can let this some process to unfold. And it might be as simple sometimes as making space for what's going on. We realize we're carrying a lot of tension in the mind and the body. And it's because we made space, we recognize that, and the shoulders let go finally, or the stomach releases, or you realize how much constriction there is around the eyes or the forehead, around all this thinking. Well, I had no idea. And so then that calms down. And then something begins shifting in very important ways when these physical tensions begin to abate. So delusion is asserting oneself. Awakening is making room for everything. Giving space, making room. Whether it's such a one or the other world is probably not accurate. But most people err on the side of the first, asserting themselves, and don't really know much about making room for things, letting something to unfold and open up. And if you get some experience with that, and trust and valuing of it, then you can find your way to the hybriding of these, the bringing these two together, the middle way between the two, which is also needed for this life that we live. So those are my thoughts today, and may you experiment with giving more room to things to see what happens.